Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we head into, now we're into second week, almost of the month of October. Since we're in October, as you just heard during Nolan's update, baseball playoffs, very much part of the narrative and here to talk about what he has seen so far, the many managerial openings in this offseason. Also from USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back Gabe Lax. Gabe, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Oh, not too bad. Things are really kind of rumbling along now. So, plenty to talk about, plenty to get cooking for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And before we get to the games and the series, as we have three potential sweeps in the AL and NLDS combined, managerial searches continue on. Texas hired Schumacher, not a surprise. He had been in the organization. Orioles and Braves, among others, looking for skippers. It looks like, according to Brittany Giroli from The Athletic, that Nick Hundley, former Oriole catcher, could be the front runner if he wants the job in San Francisco because he and Buster Posey are buds. But with the Orioles and Braves in particular, maybe the two most attractive jobs this offseason, two teams that were in the playoffs last year that, because of injuries and other issues, flatline. What are you hearing about the openings? I know Ross Campaign kind of sort of for the Braves job. What's the scuttlebutt in these two openings right now?
Well, it's really interesting the modes in which they can go just because, you know, do you want an established guy? Do you want a guy with a little bit of experience? I think it would be really easy for the Braves to turn to Walt Weiss and provide a lot of stability that way, just because it's kind of incredible. You look at the three managers going back to the 90s, and it's Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, Brian Snitker. You know, and that's I think the Braves really kind of crave that kind of stability, and I think that would certainly, that Weiss would certainly be able to provide that kind of thing. With Baltimore, I mean, it's interesting how things are going to start moving pretty quickly here with teams getting eliminated. You look at the Guardians are out. That puts Craig Albernez on the market. You know, he's a guy that could fit in San Francisco. With the Cubs on the brink, you know, that could put Ryan Flaherty into the mix. You know, at the very least, it will unleash the floodgates of interviews that can occur. And I think, you know, Mike Elias certainly has been in due diligence mode and certainly in, shall we say, a very deliberate process. So there's no reason for that to change now that it's October 7th, now that guys are starting to come on the market. I mean, if he had a guy in mind who was not involved in any of this kind of stuff, he'd probably have him hired already, you would think, if you were to bring back a guy sitting there on the market or whatnot. So, yeah, I think you're going to start to see that pick up in the next couple of weeks here as guys become available, as you're able to kick the tires a little more. So, yeah, but still the amount of openings is staggering. And I think it's helpful that that Schumacher is off the board, because that's the one guy that was kind of a captain obvious pick, not just for the Rangers, but would be attractive to many teams. So now you kind of go into this mode where teams aren't necessarily angling for the same guy, but more so for the guy they believe fits their culture and their ethos and where their franchise is at.
Gabe, one team that's gone is the Padres, and I know the strike zone in the finale against the Cubs wasn't really their friend, which should be remedied next year with the robot umps, but what do they have to do to level up here? I know they have a lot of free agents they're going to have to deal with, but San Diego's that team that we think at this point of their Manny era anyway, and Tatis should have at least made the World Series by now, right?
Right, and now, you know, again, you go back to that square one of you know, how all in is the new ownership group going to be in terms of really trying to keep this thing going? Significant pitching questions that they have. They've still got Nick Pivetta for at least another year on a very reasonable contract. So that's almost like found money. But you know, Dylan Cease ready to go into free agency. Yu Darvish has been essentially unreliable the last couple of years due to injury and availability. So you kind of wonder, okay, well, who's the back end of this rotation now? Do we trust Randy Vasquez? Get some of these kids, that we gave shots to another chance? Do we go out on the market? And, you know, they're losing Michael King as well. That's another big, it's hard to not see them on a downward cycle, because you're going to need cash money to backfill this rotation situation. And I am not sure if they have the kind of commitment to do that. And it is unfortunate, because, you know, you mentioned Manny, really good season, tailed off a little bit, but, you know, you're talking about a guy with a, 27 home runs, 7.95 OPS, worth four WAR. Fernando Tatis, MVP caliber kind of year, still just 26 years old. So, and then Xander Bogaerts, although he did get hurt and is aging as a shortstop, I think he really had a nice bounce back year in that realm. Means so much to them. Really kind of one of the great underrated players of our time. When you go back all the way to, 2013, he's had a really great run. So, yeah, I feel like they're a team that's going to be a little bit in limbo. And, of course, you know, the price of poker only goes up in the NL West every year. So that's going to be really hard for them to maintain.
Talking baseball with Gabe Lax, USA Today, Vinnie and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Of the teams that get to the DS that are down 0-2, in your opinion, and you look at the Phillies, they lose two at home, so they might be toast, but obviously they play the games. Which 0-2 team most likely to come back and win the series?
Man, that's not exactly a beauty pageant we're looking at here, but I got to go with the Yankees, just because they're back home, and that's not necessarily a cure-all per se, but Carlos Rodon the last couple of years has proven himself to be, a reliable postseason guy. Not necessarily, if you ever have a contest, what pitcher do you hand the ball to, to save your season? He's probably not going to win too many of those contests, but he was able to pull it off in the wild card series. So I think they win tonight, and then, that's not to say that it opens the floodgates necessarily, but all of a sudden, okay, you get the Blue Jays thinking a little bit. You get to win, you just have to win one more game at home to make it a winner take all. The team that is, I think, deadest in the water, it feels like it's the Cubs. And it's, it's a matter of guys kind of hitting the wall. Matthew Boyd, from basically the All-Star break on, has not been affected. Shota Imanaga, totally out of gas. So, you talk about the lineup handing them a lead after the first inning of both games, and then getting just utterly blitzed by the Brewers. It's kind of incredible. And, the other half of that is that I'm not sure still what to make of the Brewers, just because obviously they looked great and they were able to, use eight pitchers or so last night and win the game. But I don't feel like they're getting the best test of their true capabilities facing a Cub team that got stretched to the limit by the Padres. So I feel pretty confident that one might be getting put to bed pretty soon.
Hey, Gabe, if you were Mike Elias, you know, and looking for a manager, what do you think fits best? And if it was a veteran guy, a couple names there, and if it's not a veteran guy, a couple names there.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's tricky. If I'm Mike Elias, I want a guy with experience, just because there's always a learning curve for as smart as people can be, for as brilliant as they can be, what have you. Rare is the manager who does not get some growing pains initially. And that's not just in the 162-game sphere, but in the playoffs as well. A guy like A.J. Hinch got totally schooled in 2015 in the wild card series by the Royals, took his lumps, came back, and obviously has proven to be a really great manager and a really good playoff manager as well. For as much as you may want to roll the dice with a new guy, a guy that can connect with young players, all that kind of stuff. You know, I think he does need a steady hand there. And yeah, again, I hate to say retread, but that's kind of the case in which that can be. It may look like it from this point of view, and the options aren't necessarily great in that realm. But I don't think you can rule out a guy like Bud Black just because he's in such a terrible situation for so many years in Colorado, still a really smart guy, has taken teams to the playoffs. I think you need to kind of open your mind a bit to like, okay, who are some guys that have been there and done it and can certainly take this team to another level. I think it's just a really significant risk to take on a first year guy when you're coming off an 0-4 showing in the playoffs your last two times in, and a 162-game campaign that kind of frayed a little bit. I don't think you take a guy right out of a bench coach position and be like, here, dude, go get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Gabe Lax, USA Today. Gabe, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the DSs, and we'll talk to you before the World Series.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
There's Gabe Lax, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Vinny's Feeble Five. Are the Ravens in it? Remember, they were in the Dirty Dozen. They were in the top three. Have they fallen that far in just 5 short weeks? And we'll talk NFL with Nate Davis. Also from USA Today. Man, they're getting a lot of free publicity today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.